Matura Exam 8. Basic. Exercise 1, page 128. Speaker 1.
Last year, setting off for my skiing holiday to Lausanne, I almost missed my flight. I arrived at the airport really late and only just managed to board the plane. We were waiting for takeoff when the captain announced there was a problem with the engine that had to be checked. We waited almost 3 hours before the plane finally took off. I was so annoyed, I decided never to fly with that airline again, even if it offers really cheap flights.
Speaker 2.
I can't wait for my package holiday to the Greek island of Corfu. The travel agency I booked it with claimed that it was the perfect place for my particular tastes. You see, I'm a real food lover, and apparently this island's restaurants offer a huge variety of dishes from both Greek and Italian cuisine. Added to that, I'm also looking forward to the journey there. It will give me a chance to stop off in Switzerland and visit my sister who lives there.
Speaker 3.
On tonight's show, we're looking at holiday complaints. Has an airline ever lost your luggage? Has the service in a hotel been so bad that you've had to find different accommodation? Did you arrive in your rented apartment to find that you were sharing it with insects? If so, then we want to hear from you. And later on, we'll be joined by our travel expert, Jerry Falstaff, who'll tell us some tricks about how to get the cheapest tickets when booking online. Stay tuned.
Speaker 4.
In my opinion, you don't need to travel abroad to have a holiday to remember. Regardless of how cheap the flight tickets might be to far-off destinations, I always advise my friends and family to take their holidays closer to home. Few appreciate what their home country has to offer in terms of tourist attractions. Personally, I enjoy nothing more than a camping holiday. It's a great way to support your local economy and see what your own country has to offer.